Good morning and welcome back to Rosie on the House, talking with one of my favorite people, Mr. John Junker, Director of Ascension Support Services at St. Vincent de Paul. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, Jennifer. I'm great. It's so great to be with you here during this holiday time on this special morning. Thanks for the chance to visit with you and all your listeners across the state.
There's so much going on at St. Vincent de Paul because there is so much that y'all do to support the families in our communities that I think everyone should know about them.
You know, it's interesting that the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Phoenix has been called certainly the largest in the United States and even recently as the largest St. Vincent de Paul in the world. I don't know that large is always the way we want to think of ourselves because sometimes we know large doesn't mean good, but we work pretty hard. Our volunteers and our staff and our donors work very hard to be good so that we treat every single family and every single case in a personal way. And the two arms that we have is our center, which is just south of downtown Phoenix at 420 West Watkins. It has the state's largest charity medical clinic, the state's largest charity dental clinic, our Ozenda Manor shelter for 60 men and women, seniors with preference to veterans and those with disabilities who are working their way back to a normal life. We have our kitchen that does 4,500 hot meals a day. Rob and Melanie Walton Urban Farm that produces almost 50,000 pounds of fresh vegetables for our kitchen every year. And there's a lot going on there at our center. And then we have 81 chapters across the state. It's a group of people who band together under our auspices, who follow our plan and our program established by our international and national group in terms of quality of services and how we do our bookkeeping and all the rest of that, and all the plans that have been laid over many years through St. Vincent de Paul. And so they operate on a local basis, dealing just in their neighborhoods, in their own areas, with families who call them and need help. And those 81 people are all staffed by what we call Vincentians. And they take a special 8-hour class to be able to be qualified as a Vincentian volunteer. And, of course, that work that they do out of our neighborhood chapters goes to any family or any individual. We don't have any qualification whatsoever for faith or background or church or not church. Sometimes we get asked the question, well, what percentage of people do you serve are Christian or what percentage are Catholic? The answer is we have no idea because we never ask those questions. All we want to know is about the need.
I really love that about you. I got to take that wonderful tour with Susan, and just we walked through the big room where they house all the groceries that would be put together for a family in need.
Oh, gosh, our food reclamation center last year did well over 10 million pounds of reclaimed food that went to our chapters and our kitchen and other organizations as well.
Well, and she talked about, you know, sometimes somebody might drive up in a nice car, you know, but they're still in a bad place. And there's just never any judgment made. The need is met. And the compassion is given. I just love that.
Well, and the nice thing is, especially at the chapter level, they do a little bit of research and they check into, do people really have that need? And it's based in our chapter level on home visits where they'll actually go into the homes of those we serve and talk to them. And it's not checking them out. That, you can say that
well, you
suffices.
You want to be responsible. Yeah.
Exactly. It's being good stewards, but it's most of all going to them to see what the needs of their hearts are and what their family needs. And sometimes, you know, it's great to be able to make that rent bill or that utility payment that you're behind on because our chapters keep thousands of families from being homeless. But in addition to that, they really take care of the hearts and if there are spiritual needs that the family wants to talk about, if the family wants to talk about that.
Well, if someone is listening to us and interested in participating, there's all kinds of ways to volunteer. And then if you want to contribute financially, this is the time of year for the tax credit.
Oh, gosh, thank you for reminding me of that. The tax credit, you know, our state leadership has been phenomenal in terms of support of charities and charitable efforts. The tax credit is $400 tax credit against ordinary income, against income tax in the state of Arizona for a single filer. $800 for a couple filing jointly. And of course, people need to talk to their tax preparer or their accountant about it, but it's really quite easy to do. And the thing that a lot of people don't understand is if you want to make a tax credit gift to your kids or grandkids, a school, public school, private school, even foster care, all those are separate buckets. So you can do all of those and still do a qualified charitable organization like St. Vincent de Paul. And the state's been tremendously generous with people redirecting some of that tax money into charitable uses that support things like education, foster care, and of course, vital social services like St. Vincent de Paul. So
I sure hope people take advantage of that, because it's a real privilege to get to choose where that money goes.
Arizona's been a national leader in that, so that's an awesome thing to see with our state leadership, that they support that. And again, it's not just our little corner, although we think we're very important to help families and keep them from being homeless and all the things we do with our clinics and all the other things, but also across the board, it's an awesome thing in the state, just as you say, Jennifer.
How long has St. Vincent de Paul been around, John?
Our council's been operating in the Valley since 1946, but we were the last of the last piece of the puzzle in the lower 48 or the eastern 48, I guess, from Hawaii. So 1946 was ahead of the curve on that, and over 10,000 volunteers, almost 3,000 trained Vincentians across our area, and we serve central and northern Arizona primarily.
Well, y'all make it really easy to step in. You've got the template set up, and people can just come right to you, and they can volunteer or give or whatever they want to do to help with this mission you have. We sure appreciate you spending the time with us this morning.
We're excited to be here, and if people want information on the tax credit, they can call us at 602-266-4483. Thanks to everybody with you and the whole team at Rosie on the House.
Well, the same to you and your work. Thanks, John.